get a description from him. Sounds like Blackbeard. The horns and, you know, the deep inset skull-like face.
When you mention the glowing purple eyes and the shadow rolling off.
That is not typical of a normal black trick. You are not sure what that means, but that is not typical.
To me, it suggests potentially undeath.
It could be. All right. That is telltale sign of necrotic energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever it may be.
17 religion check.
Ooh.
Undead could be it. If it was undead, he said it looked more or less intact, and if it was undead, it would have shown signs of deterioration. 17, you've heard legends and tales of dragons that have achieved lichdom, but those are ancient tales, and one hasn't been seen of that in a long time.
I'll keep that news to myself then.
Whatever this dragon is, and he gives you the size of it. This is the first size that you've actual decent size, because he was on the wall.
Okay.
And all you've heard thus far is like, oh, it's giant, it was ginormous.
If I could get like an estimate of how big it was, like in feet wide, that would give me an idea of maybe the age of the dragon.
Or even comparison to the size of the walls.
Let's see, where's Ancient Black Dragon?
The gate, because I mean, we've been there, so.
Ancient Black Dragon, huh? So, here's my scale. I will see you guys later. So Nova's calling.
Isn't that
can I hitch a ride?
So you ask him, like, how big was it?
He's like, oh, I've seen a dragon before. So it was, I don't know how big they're supposed to be.
Well, I mean, at best guess, like, from the bottom of its neck to its haunch, did you get kind of a... The tail can throw you off sometimes.
I used to be an old fisherman. It was about as big as a sizable fishing boat. Maybe. Head to tail, 23 feet.
Okay.
So, not the biggest thing I've ever seen, but it's big enough to scare the piss out of me.
Not the biggest of dragons. I've heard it bigger. So that's at least a good sign. Living up in the mountains...
It's big enough.
Yeah. When living up in the mountains, you see a lot of... you don't necessarily see a lot of dragons. You hear a lot of tales up there. Because they do mountains as their roosts.
I've heard tales of dragons as big as mountains.
Oh, yes.
Good thing this wasn't one of them, but... It ripped through that gate like it was nothing, and then it had a roar that sent fear in everyone's hearts, and most of the men on the wall just took tail and ran.
I can't say I blame them. I hope I never have to witness one, but...
So one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in the back. Could have swore I saw it. Looked like a large spider.
How large?
Only slightly smaller than the dragon. It was a ways away. I couldn't get a good look at it.
Being a mountain dwarf and, like, how much would I know about the drow and their relationship with spiders?
You know that they revere spiders. You know that they worship Loth, and she's the dragon. No, not the dragon. She's the spider queen. She is depicted as a beautiful female. Well, one of her battle forms is a beautiful female drow on torso on top of a spider body.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all you'd know.
Nope.
When When we got to Umber, we found this young lady. She was part of the party that went to your city.
Miss.
And after meeting with her, we found an inn, we were having a discussion, she told us what happened. It matches up pretty well with what you just told me. When we left, we were accosted by the Carvers, the Mercenary Guild.
No. They are. I've never had dealings with them. They're into Umber much.
They're a mercenary company that was based out of Umber.
Consider yourself lucky.
Alright.
We handle them fairly easily, but they're on the payroll of a thieves' guild that also operates at Umber, known as the Tumblers.
I've heard of them. They operate quite a few towns.
Well, the Tumblers took a contract to kill her.
From who?
A drow.
That's one of them dark elves, yeah.
They revere spiders.
Shit.
Which is why when you said that you saw a spider...
It was kind of in the back. I don't know.
Drow,
Looked like one of... I don't know, looked like someone was riding it.
Uh-huh. Drow are devious creatures. Many of them don't like to necessarily get their hands dirty if they don't have to.
Whoa.
So it would make sense that a drow or multiple drow might be pulling the strings.
Your guess is as good as mine.
What confuses me is that drow and dwergar hate each other.
Yeah.
And,
seem to be working together this time.
We dwarves and the deep gnomes work very well together. We are both opposed to the dwergar, both opposed to the drow. But I have never heard of dwergar and drow working together.
Bodes ill.
That it does.
Well, to the problem at hand, I have to get these people to safety.
Well, I can tell you Umber's not the place to go. The place is... It's a dangerous city, and I can tell you that I suspect the reason that the price was put on her head is because she saw what happened in Greensburg. So, this drow that saw her get away is going to be on the lookout for anybody who knows the truth about what happened there. They're wanting to make sure nobody expects this coming. Thankfully, our cleric here was able to get a message to his temple. And so hopefully the capital is preparing itself now.
Well, regardless of where we go, we can't stay here. Problem being, these woods are full of orc patrols, and we have not as infirm as they were, but people who can't exactly move fast. And if we got caught in the open, we'd be dead.
This is true.
You guys took down that ogre pretty swiftly, but I don't know if I could do that myself.
It's very easy. You stab it a few times, it falls over. It's dead.
Oh, is that all?
Mm.
We have...
Didn't happen to the one I fought.
We have another issue, and that's that we think that at least one member of her party is still alive in Greensburg. And was taken prisoner.
There's movement.
I got movement. Yeah, that follows. I did see them start to take orcs. They like slaves. I'd rather die than be a slave to an orcish horde, but I think they took some people prisoner.
He also tried to send a message to Theodore and received no response.
What does that mean?
His message was magical in nature. If someone is able to reply, meaning conscious, they are able to get the message and then reply back with merely a thought.
So he's probably dead, is what you're saying?
or simply unconscious. Let's hope it's the latter. They may have potentially taken him.
I was retired.
I know. They may have taken Theodore prisoner. And maybe holding him as a bargaining chip.
I don't know what you expect them to bargain.
That's my other thought. If they don't want any word getting out about their coming, that's...
One thing I can say is that after the dragon destroyed the gate, I didn't see it fly away. It didn't take part in any of the other battle. It just destroyed the gate. The army took the town.
Which makes me wonder if what we're dealing with is actually a dragon. It could very well be a caster who merely took the appearance of a dragon. It could be some sort of other creature disguised as a dragon. It could be some sort of conjuration.
Alright. We found this ranger lodge out in the middle of nowhere. We took shelter here. We were hoping some reinforcements would come from the capital eventually. Maybe we could weather it out in here, hide from the orcs. But I doubt we'll be able to do that.
I mean, if they sent an orc grouping out here, then I would think you're fine.
I don't think they were sent. Orcs, they kind of just spread out when they get to a place. They grow, they destroy whatever they can. There's not much. They just do what they want most of the time. I think this was a orc band who was patrolling around and having to find us.
If they've already come through here, perhaps they won't come through again. Why would they double their efforts and send multiple orc troops this way?
You may be right. It may be safe here for the time being, but...
I don't believe so. Orcs are a militant group. If a scouting party does not report back in, they may send others to look for it.
This is true, especially with these hobgoblins present. The hobgoblins are a lot more intelligent than these orcs are. And usually when you have an orc band, a goblinoid host, the hobgoblins are in the upper echelons of them. Hobgoblins were not mentioned in the other ones as well. That's another wrench in the works.
But why are they all painted black?
I don't know, but that's disconcerting.
I will go inspect one of the bodies.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, I don't expect to be carrying much of any kind of value, but the markings, I want to see if I recognize the marking.
Roll an intelligence check, I suppose.
Will this be history, or?
Just intelligence.
Seven.
You do recognize them as skulls. You can't really tell what type of skull. You know that they don't have horns on them or anything like that. So it's just a skull. It's from a... It's strange purplish paint.
Is it paint?
Are they, like, wearing skulls as helms, or is it just painted on their face?
It's just war paint.
Okay, that's
painted on their face, it's painted on their shoulders, their chests...
But it could be magically imbued, kind of like, you know, woad or whatever.
If it is, you'd have to cast detect magic to see if it's magically imbued of any kind, but it just seems to be paint. You cast detect magic, you don't... Nadar casts detect magic, sorry. You don't see any magical essence coming out of the paint. It looks just to be a marking.
Can I do the intelligence check?
Yeah, sure.
I'm also going to do it.
Sure. We'll try to suss out why there's skulls painted on them.
That would be a double 11.
Double 11, which is a what?
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Which is a what total?
11.
Yeah,
if I were a history check, it would have been a 10.
Perhaps to elicit some kind of fear.
Ooh, that's a 22.
Alright, from what you know about black dragons, one of the most striking features about them is their deep inset eyes and nose. They almost look like a skull. And, as Winston And several eyewitness reports have said this dragon had glowing purple eyes. So you deduce that this marking could mean that these orcs and hobgoblins are in service to this dragon. It's their way of marking their allegiance.
Who do you serve? Saruman.
I say to the group at large. I motion for Winston to come and look.
Yeah.
This purple, does it match the dragon's eyes? As best as you can remember.
I mean, it's not glowing, but it's about the same hue. I don't know how they made it. Some kind of weird. I don't know how they made it, but it's about the same color, yeah.
So, to me, that means that they're probably in service.
To
the dragon. They're serving the dragon. It's as if the dragon's their commander.
Yeah, so black dragons.
That's the only thing I can think.
Black dragons breathe acid, so do is it brass dragons that breathe acid as well?
Well, great question. Let me look that up.
I think it was brass, but they start at a young age and they do it quite often because they're.
Copper,
I'm sorry. They are quite belligerent
Aren't
creatures.
You? No, here.
Nope. Bronze.
And the acid, from what I've
heard,
read in books and things like that, the acid eats away at the flesh around the mouth and leaves much of their teeth exposed, so they get a very skull-like appearance.
That's all great and fine. But what do we do with this knowledge?
Well, Theron's Wealth of the Dragon. Well, the simplest, though not the easiest, answer is to kill the dragon.
Usually, it's odd that they're working together, but if they're all in service to the dragon, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because usually, evil only works with the other evil if they're in service to a bigger evil. Could explain why the drow and the dwargar and the lizard folk, the lizard folk often aren't they often clamor to the service of evil dragons.
I have heard as well that lizard folk aren't necessarily inherently evil. They look for leadership where they can find it.
It's true.
So there are plenty of lizard folk who get along with their neighbors. They do what they can to survive.
Now, if there's a roving band here, how close do you think the dragon is behind it? Or in front of it.
Orcs sometimes wander far afield, though.
It's true.
We're only a day from Greensboro.
Only a day.
Well, I say at least we go to Greensboro, see if there's anybody locked in a hold somewhere. Perhaps we can help them.
Have you heard any word from Scanton?
No. We heard the army was coming from the south. Scanton, house to the north.
Scanton's to the north?
Yeah.
How far are we from Scanton right now?
Days from Greensburg, about 3 days from... About 4 days, maybe.
I was thinking perhaps that maybe we could get you to Scanton, hold up there, because it might be a place that was maybe too meager for them to catch their attention, and it would give you shelter, especially with that hole that we found there.
Either way, heading towards Umber, I feel like means your doom. If they're slowly going from one place to the next...
And Umber's a major city. Plus, again...
I pull out my map.
I mean, it's not a city, it's a town.
But it's a major port.
It's a major port.
And...
In this.
That makes it a target. And
the only city in this kingdom is Morannon.
If they are trying to wipe out any knowledge of the attack, the first thing they're going to do is, if you are there, the tumblers may be waiting for you.
And anything that you might have to...
Cavil Run would probably be the best place to send them.
Cavil Run's a decent town. You'd have to travel north, maybe northeast, but... Can't risk it with all these orc patrols.
I know you don't like it, but I think staying put, perhaps we can fortify this area.
I can take the broom and go scout.
And report.
You've already done that, though.
To Greensboro.
The two of us can ride together. It's unsafe to go alone.
You are right.
Take this.
What? Take me?
For a day for it.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take these.
For a day from Greensboro. That broom that they have goes twice as fast as I can, which means it goes twice as fast as we can. Which means in a day, they can get there and come back.
It's bold strategy. No.
You're not Winston. Smash.
There's a lot of orcs between here and there.
I've touched his face.
How many of them can fly?
We don't have to.
A lot of them can throw javelins.
We will stay above their reach. We're going to scout them all.
If there's lizard folk with them, they also have ranged weapons. We're lucky none of them are here.
Very far above their reach. Have you seen this broom? It is amazing.
Do you have a way for me to initiate you, Nadar? Do you have a way for me to initiate a message to you? Or can I only respond to a message you send me?
No, the spell only works so that I can talk to you first.
Even if we got to Greensburg, that you all are...
I'm not... You need to stay here and protect these people.
You all are mighty. I just saw that, but Greensburg is overrun.
That is why we do not intend to traverse the ground on foot. We will take the bird's view. The birds are safe. What? You said the dragon left.
If you're not planning on retaking the town, what is the point of even going
there? To discern if we can.
Here's my question.
It may be overrun, but if it is overrun poorly, perhaps we've picked apart orc patrols before.
We have.
We can do this.
Hold on. There's the main gate to the city. Where we came and went.
Not anymore.
Sorry.
Was there a secondary entrance, maybe a secret one that the Baron used?
There were two doors to the town. There's a north door and a south door. They busted in the south door. I don't know of any secret tunnels or anything like that. We didn't even have a sewer. It was basically a glorified fort town.
Okay.
There was a fort with some walls around it. Some shops and homes sprang up around that, made it a town. It's pretty simple.
Do you remember how many there were, give or take?
There's a horde of them.
A horde?
100 at least. Maybe 2. I don't know if they're all still there. I don't know if what you say is true, they're all in service to this dragon. They might have gone somewhere else. I don't know. I haven't been there since it fell.
My worry is that how close was Greensburg to that dwarven settlement?
All right. If you'll bring up your map.
I push select.
Nope, it was Y. You were supposed to push
See that thing right there? Right.
Console!
That was... It's in the mountains.
Okay.
To the south. It's almost directly south of Greensburg. And if that's a week's journey, you'd say that's about 5 days.
All right. So that would have been the first decently populated area they came from if they were moving north. Would have been Greensburg.
Yeah. So if they're moving north,
as you said, the nearest... I doubt they're moving the whole horde across the river. The next place they might hit is Cavill's Run.
That's a good point. That also means that if you go north, you might stay ahead of the orcs. You may be out of there.
We've been there. We have not been to Cavill's Run. We've not been to Cavill's Run.
You may have been to Cavill's Run in your backstory before. I'm going to say that it's so far south from where you're from. Probably not.
We have not been.
Okay.
So...
Because I remember, I guess I've read it on the map several times, so sometimes I forget.
When you left Greensburg the first time, I gave you the choice of going to Umber or Cavill's Run. Okay. You guys decided, since you could take a ferry to Umber, that you'd go there.
Okay, that works.
I'm thinking if they're pushing north...
If they're pushing north, they might have already done it by now. We've been here a while. But there's still patrols around this area, so they might still be there. I don't know.
Because my first thought is, if you can make it to Cavill's Run, give them the heads up, evacuate then to Meranian, and...
Why would they run? Just be put in harm's way.
Listen, we're kind of out in the open in this ranger's lodge. But if we could find a cave to hold up, that would be better.
There is a cave a couple of days upriver. We cleaned it out. It was a bandit cave. It's secure.
It's got to be within a day. I can't risk these people for days out in the open.
Okay, well, maybe the two of you could do some scouting. Jovina. Take the broom, make a circle, see if you can find somewhere up the river about a day that's maybe sort of a cave system or something.
We'll be fine here.
As you guys are deciding what's going on, a woman, the civilian, pipes up.
She says, "Listen, we're not helpless.
Obviously.
We have a couple who can't fight, but we have a couple who can. And our time of sitting back and doing nothing is now over. This woman, she has about shoulder-length brown hair, looks back, tied back in a ponytail. She's got just peasant's garb on, looks like a dress, looks like a normal peasant woman, but she's got a steely look in her gaze, in her eyes. And she's like, listen. We go to Cavill's Run, maybe destroyed. We find a cave, we still may be found, and if we're in the back of a cave, we'll have nowhere to run. If we're found. I think you've probably destroyed the only major Orca patrol in this area. And we should be fine here, especially if you just kill your way to Greensburg.
Well, that was the plan.
So, you four, or you five, you leave us two guards, you take the rest, you go to Greensburg, you see who you can help there.
Wait.
We only have two or three of us who can't fight. The rest of us can. Now we have weapons because these orcs left behind some.
I gotta take XP sponges.
You mean damage sponges?
Whoa. They sponge up many things.
Including dragon fodder.
Right.
I don't want to be dragon fodder. I do not wear red for a reason. Just saying.
I refuse to be a liability.
Well, let's kill this one. She's not going to be a liability. God.
I'm going to take those pistachios from you.
I'm telling you, the only thing keeping me from killing everybody is my good...
Oh, you're one goodly god? This you're, one has the warrior spirit.
You're one good meal away from being an Oathbreaker Paladin of TMI.
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay.
Although now I can create food, so I'm
she
good.
She speaks with wisdom and passion. Right.
Winston.
I used to live in the capital. It's probably only a matter of time before they at least send some... a wing of Griffin scouts this way.
Well, we have notified the Temple of Bahamut in the capital. Hopefully they got the word.
The Temple of Bahamut sent you here.
Yes.
Yes.
The Temple of Bahamut and many of the temples work very closely with the Valthrin military. You are probably the forward force of the military.
Well, perhaps the second one.
The Valthrin military is currently in camp.
Well... My husband was used to be an officer in the Valthrin military before he was killed. And he taught me a thing or two. It's probably the Valthrin code of conduct for such a event as this is to buff up defenses in the surrounding towns and then send a force in. They don't want this happening at Cavill's Run. If the Orcish Horde goes to Cavill's Run, they will likely encounter a lot more resistance than they did in Greensburg.
So let's go to Cavill's room.
Yay!
Oh, wait.
I agree to everything that she has said.
That's because DM said it.
Winston, you stay with them. They could
use your
friends.
I said it first! I said it before she said it!
Stop. You're right. I should stay with them.
Winston, you will absolutely not.
No. Absolutely not. Winston, we almost got you killed last time you went with us. We're not going to do that again.
The other guard's like, wait, what?
I'm not exactly what I once was.
You know, I
learned a thing or two, youngin.
I may actually be older than him.
How old are you?
Wait.
That's a good question, actually.
I thought you were a younger dwarf.
I'm a younger dwarf. Dwarfs live
I realize dwarfs, but
200 years
they
old.
Attain adulthood at like 50. You may be younger than me.
I'm a young dragonborn.
You are a very young dragonborn.
Actually, I don't think I ever wrote that down. I think I'm in my 40s.
Oh, then you are much
younger.
Than
yeah, okay.
I'm in my teens.
Listen. She's terrible at manners. So, everyone, this is Kristen. She's become sort of the voice of our survivor group. Pain in my ass more than anything, but usually she knows what she's talking about.
It's John.
Thank you.
So which one of the three scrubs that we got killed was married to her? That's what I want to know.
None of them, actually.
I was about to say, was it Sheldon, Leonard, or Howard?
Even if there's a small force of orcs there, they're not going to be like these orcs. They're behind walls. You could probably use us. I'll leave a couple guards behind, but boy, I think I'm coming with you. It's my town.
Walls aren't a problem for us.
You...
They weren't a problem for that dragon, either.
We are going. Whoever wishes to go with us can. I suggest as many of you stay here as possible.
I sit down with the people.
Let's see, there's 6 guards. I'll leave 3 with you. Is that all right, Kristen?
Yeah, one's 10.
Counting Winston.
Okay. I'm about to say, there's 5.
Yeah, one is super dead.
Okay.
I'll leave 3 with you, and I'll take 2 with me. Sound good?
I suppose. We will send a message to the temple. Let them know their survivors hold up here. If that's all right.
You're over there volunteering my shit?
You are now an owl.
Yeah. Would it be possible to send a message to the temple and let them know that there are survivors here?
Not today.
Perhaps in the morning. We all need, I think, some rest.
Yeah, I think a good night's rest would be good.
I'll take watch.
All right.
Winston, you get a good night's.
Mirella pops up.
If we are spending the night here, I will make it at least comfortable.
And she takes the rations you brought back and some of the meat that you procured, and she says,
It's not that it is not good. I just wish to enhance what you have brought for.
I very lightning.
I'm sure you are very mighty. Yes. But is that fire still available outside?
The bodies in?
Kind of coals, but...
We're not cooking the bodies yet.
I have dealt with worse. I will be right back.
And she takes a lot of the stuff and goes out there and starts cooking. And it actually starts to smell pretty good.
Honestly, it might be better to take these bodies and take them down to the river. Throw them in the water. Let them drift downstream.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
I'm going to roll a knowledge nature. Is that going to poison the water?
You don't even have to roll. That is a giant river.
True.
So, with luck, maybe...
It was a pond, yes, but...
With luck, the way the water is running, maybe they'll make it to Umber and they'll get a clue.
What did you just roll?
Investigation check.
For what?
See if they had any shit on.
Loot the bodies.
Yeah, loot the bodies.
They had cobbled together great axes and hide armor. They did not have any coin, oddly enough.
Well, no. I mean, they're part of
the hobgoblins had shields and chain on them. They had long swords. The orcs had hide armor and great axes.
All right. Well, the civilians. I start taking the armor off. mm-hmm. of these things. Try to...
They've actually already begun that.
Yeah.
It looks like Kristen, as she was introduced, already set them to work on that while okay. you guys were talking.
I'll give her a hand getting anybody who's vulnerable in a set of armor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the best in the world, and it probably doesn't smell very good, but it'll at least protect them a little bit.
After she's done cooking, Mirella actually starts playing a little bit of music to kind of calm their nerves, because everybody looks a little tense.
My time to shine.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See if you can outperform the bard. Hold on.
Asimba says flute. Mirella, what do you
And do? I also can... Oh, I want to perform as well. Just as we did with the children and the other...
I rolled a 26.
Yeah, we'll see them more. Thank you.
She also has double proficiency on performance.
Perhaps, Mirella, it might be a good idea. The tiny hut spell that you were able to cast for us when we were camping.
Tonight I will. After we sat.
For the civilians. We will stay on the open.
I did not assume it was for the guards.
I'm sorry.
It is alright, it is alright. I am merely giving you a hard time. I apologize. My sarcasm gets the best of me.
Yes. I'm a little worried about everything we're going about.
You should be more than a little worried. And you have every right to be worried.
Well,
dragons often complicate matters.
I am only a little worried simply because I believe that everything will unfold as the gods will it to be.
As it often does?
I just only hope that they decide to take mercy on us.
Well, they are fickle when it comes to mercy, unfortunately. If you believe in that sort of thing.
Trust me, if you knew what gods that I worship, there's one who prefers to test than to meddle.
Understandable. I do not put much stock in that sort of thing, but I understand its value nonetheless.
I have unfortunately learned that I don't have much choice but to.
I understand. So,
and unless you guys want to do anything else, you guys sup. She plays a song of rest, but I mean, you guys are long resting, so that doesn't matter. And your presence seems to ease the tension of all of these survivors and guards a great deal. Two of the guards decide to stay with the civilians, but three of the guards and Winston decide to come with you the next morning. They can't be talked out of it. Kristen and a few of the civilians have armored up, and luckily a couple of the civilians seem to be somewhat capable with the long swords.
Huzzah!
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Is it? Consider the fact that the DM has just handed us, what, like four red shirts? Five red shirts? No, wait, four red shirts and a named red shirt. No, none of this is good.
Wow, that's weird. There's a portal in this room, and this room is filled with every weapon in the game and full ammo for it.
And a save point? That's so weird.
All these grenades. What am I going to do with these?
Wait, and a whole bunch of health potions?
Right?
So weird.
Nothing else. The first room with nothing bad in it. And how many rooms?
Dancing purple great swords?
Right. All right. So, the next morning...
I take it we are unaccosted during the night.
Yes. You are actually no. Hold on. I'm gonna roll that.
Alright, in that case I will basically park myself right about here and basically I'll take first watch.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep him
Kenny.
For that.
Yes.
Give me a 20%, man.
Give me 51 to 70.
51 to 70. You are unaccosted during the night.
Yeah.
Seriously, what will it take to get me some XP?
I just gave you 150. Hold on.
If these fuckos like just keep like running into us, just these orc patrols, we'll eventually just kill them all, just in groups of like five and six.
That's how we operate.
That's how we
that's how we roll.
Got our bungee stick.
No, there are 24 of them in that one, and we did really well with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we super punched.
So what we need to do is we need to bring, like, a couple of sequoia trees with us and just drop them on the town.
Oh, yeah. You just carry a sequoia tree with you. It's fine. You know, you already killed the ogre. Sorry. You don't have a belt of frost giant strength that I don't know about, do you?
I picked it up when Murray...
Oh, it's so weird. I didn't even realize they sold those.
But yeah, they totally do. I saw
that's
it.
That's right, because they don't.
Oh God! If only you were Goliath Barbarian, your strength would increase by a factor of four. So, yeah, as far as lift, drag, and carry, so you literally could just like pick up a tree and hurl it at somebody. Like they can throw boulders like they were giants.
That is bananas.
So 3d6.
In 3.5, I made a character that was a hulking hurler, and it was stupid because I worked it out that every 200 pounds meant a d6 of damage, and he could throw like thousands of pounds. It was ridiculous how many d6 you would roll. It was broken as fuck.
Oh yeah, and my Goliath had to get half a ton before he was encumbered.
Yeah, high strength characters are my favorite. Anyway,
so
the next morning, everyone steals themselves. You guys got Winston and three red shirts. I mean guards.
What is in this building right here?
That is apparently what was once a stable and shed.
All right.
It has some tools, some saddles, and things of that nature. But all the livestock, for lack of a better term, are gone.
There's tools, and more importantly, if it's stables, there were probably walls for the stables, right? So what I do is I spend the morning, I get a couple of good hulky guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break down the walls.
Young lads.
Yeah. Break down the walls between the stables, and now we've got wood to cover up those windows and barricade those doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. You set them to task, unless you want to stay here all day with them.
That's some Everin shit right there.
Well, I mean, between me and Nadar, we can just, like, juggernaut the walls and knock them loose.
You can, but, I mean,
we're gonna make these
tearing down stuff takes a lot less time than building stuff.
No, basically, I'm trying to get the stuff loose and just get them on barricades.
Yeah, between you and Nadar, you guys are like, puny wall.
Yeah, so we're just trying to get them some materials that they could use to barricade these windows, because these are breach points.
Oh, yeah. If Embryn were here, you guys would have the best latrine ever. It would just be, like, completely stoned in. It would have plumbing.
Latrine ready for inspection, sir.
All right. But anyway, that takes a couple hours in the morning, and by that time, everybody seems ready. And they appreciate the help. They have even taken to, like, taking some of the branches from the nearby trees and, like, sharpening them into points and, like, putting punji sticks down because...
Excellent idea.
You guys happened to tell them about this one time when you came across an orc patrol and you used punji sticks to kill them, and they were like, that's a fucking great idea, let me do that.
Yeah. Shit works.
They knocked down all this fencing. Like, you can get, like, every post gets you, like, six or
actually,
seven.
Actually, they keep up the fencing. They just sharpen all the posts.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll do.
Mm. Home Alone traps, you know, paint cans swinging through the rafters.
Oh, for sure. Electrified doorknobs.
Yeah. Toy cars all over the stoop.
All right. You guys get up the next morning and you go after all that. And they are extremely appreciative of your assistance, that none of them would be alive if it weren't for you. And they wish you the best of luck.
Please stay safe.
Oh, that's the last time we're going to see these people.
And we will send word to you, Christina.
Kristen.
I'm really bad with C names.
It's all right.
Starts with a K.
I never even asked your name. I feel terrible. What is your name?
Dravinia.
Thank you.
It is my pleasure.
We'll see each other again.
We will send word in about a week.
If we haven't seen any orcs in about 5 days, we'll try to make our way to Cavill's Run.
And we'll keep you posted as best we can.
Thank you for the food.
I foraged this morning.
Yeah, while they were building some stuff, you foraged.
Yeah.
Honestly, now that you mention that, if we make it through what we're about to make it through alive, I'm thinking maybe we should head to Cavill's Run and make sure the way is clear before we send for them.
We'll keep them posted. We'll see what happens when it happens. There's no telling.
How will you keep us posted?
Magic!
We have various means of sending a message to a person.
Alright.
You'll know if and when it happens.
We'll be here. Unless the way seems clear. Thank you. Again, all of you. Best of luck. Please, save our town.
Nope, we're going to burn it.
Don't worry.
Save.
We'll try,
save,
but we won't do anything stupid.
Save.
Save is a big word.
I thought he meant shave. Shave our town.
Yes. Save. Well, you will hold person every single orc in there and shave them clean. And then just leave.
It's just going to be some Sweeney Todd shit, though. Like, we're going to shave and, like, slit their necks.
Oh, look, Chick Jack's meat pie emporium.
Kossuth does say that the quickest way to clean is through fire.
I don't say that with her around.
No, okay. Well, you guys are on the road and you say that. Either way.
Chick Jack come to cultivate mass and then harvest.
You guys spend the day traveling to Greensburg. And on the way...
all hell breaks loose.
All of you make perception checks. You guys are about halfway through your day.
Perceptify.
Oh, so,
what are you distracted by today? Marilla! No, you're Dragonborn, you don't care.
Don't care. I'm
at an 11.
Marilla gave you some snacks, and you're just, like, face
ooh,
first
new flavors!
You got an 11? Okay.
14.
14, okay.
16.
16, all right, so...
7.
Azim! You hear a noise.
I hear a noise.
Heavy breathing and hurried footsteps. More like...
I ready myself.
It comes from in front of you, and you hear hurried footsteps approaching. And Azim is the first to hear this. What do you do, Azim?
Well, I've been over there. What time of day is it? What's going on?
This is about noonish.
And this is just crashing through.
You hear hurried footsteps, some branches breaking, and heavy breathing. It seems a bit far away, but you're the first to hear it. They'll hear it. You imagine they'll hear it soon enough.
Well, no one took the broom, so I mount the broom and go up towards the direction of the sound and try to get a sense of what it is before it gets...
Do you let me jump on?
I mean, if you're right there.
Are you carrying the broom now, or am I carrying the broom?
I didn't have it back.
You would have to tell her what's going on before you... I mean, you...
Because I carry it. It's my broom.
She doesn't appear to notice it yet.
Right, but I had it at the end of the last combat. I
you basically
gave it back to you.
I would have gotten it back, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's my broom.
You essentially have a round.
Well, then none of that happens because I don't have broom anymore.
Okay.
Something is coming.
And now Nadar panics.
That is breathing.
He's going to have to put down
his
broom.
It's rushing towards us.
Does it sound hostile as I pull out my crossbow?
It sounds exerted.
You guys...
I run aside and duck into the underbrush.
And in about 10 seconds, you guys manage... do you all stealth? Because
yeah.
Marilla does.
Yeah, I stealth.
Holy shit.
Oh, wait.
Or I attempt to stealth.
Marilla got an 18.
Holy...
Yeah, no.
Shit.
I got a 4.
Aw.
Who's spicy?
Well,
you pick up a branch, put it in front of you, and you're like...
Hiding.
Hiding.
The funny thing is I'm standing in front of him. I
have
a 3.
no, you're not standing in front of him. You're standing behind him.
Well,
because
behind
he's a dwarf.
You actually hidden.
No.
You're like full plate nesting doll.
No. I mistake him for a log and climb up on his shoulders.
Yes.
18. Stealth.
18. So you, what did you get? Azim
is just looking at these two like. I got 24 because I hide behind both of them.
Full plate battle stack.
Full plate nesting dolls. Oh god, I need that.
Battlestar Herp Derpica.
Full plate battle
Marilla
stack.
Marilla kind of deftly goes into the branches as well. Well, Winston's not really a hider, nor are any of his compatriots, so they kind of just ready their swords and spears. And all of a sudden, out of the brush, you guys see an orc. He has no weapon. He has hide armor on, but
looks bloodied.
What color is his hide armor?
He looks to be one of the a similar orc as you guys have fought. His face has the visage of that purple skull,
mm-hmm.
but it's covered in black blood, and he is running.
All right, I drop down off in the dark.
I would like,
because I want to reach,
and he doesn't see anyone mm-hmm. because he rolled a one.
I would like to cast minor illusion.
Okay.
Of another orc coming out the door of the ranger's hut, doing this, mm-hmm. looking.
We're past the ranger's hut.
Oh, where are we at now?
Yeah, this is like 6 hours past the ranger.
When I said paint the scene, I meant the whole thing.
Sorry, I told you it was noon. You guys have left the ranger's hut about 6 hours ago.
It's noon. So we're in the woods.
You are in the woods.
I would pop out behind a big tree.
You are still in the woods, and you can pop out
behind a big tree. Well, then, the biggest tree within, I think, the range on this is like 60 feet.
Okay. It has to be silent, and it can't move, so it pops out.
Well, no.
It can move.
It can't move out of the 5-foot square I casted it in.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it can pop out from behind a tree and be like...
Yeah, it pops out from behind a tree,
and then zoom in.
And he goes in, and he looks at it, and he's
like painted in the whole goop, like, looking similar.
He looks at it, don't I have to interact with it, like a wisdom save or something?
Yeah. Well, if he's gonna notice it, do things...
Okay, he seems to believe it.
Okay.
And he's running. He has this wild look in his eyes. It almost looks like he's scared.
Okay.
And he looks to the left and sees this image, and he's about to start running to it. And then, all of a sudden, an arrow out of the trees comes and pierces him in the side of the head, and he falls down dead.
Does the full plate totem still...
No, I dropped off of it.
Oh, okay.
So it's no longer a totem, and now it's just you.
Well, that is not what I intended, but I suppose it will do.
I wait another round. Like, I'm not jack or shit until I see what's falling.
As soon as I see an arrow pop out...
Mm-hmm.
Great sword away, shield and battle axe, because I'm going to boost my AC.
Azim, how did you make the arrow appear in his head?
I wish I could take credit for that one, my friend. But it came from that way. Wherever the arrow tail is pointing towards, or wherever it was when he was.
Do you have a shield? I was looking at him to see if he could use it right now.
I always have my shield.
Yeah, it probably worked out which way the arrow came from.
It came from behind him.
So, coming toward us, then.
He was running from something.
Oh, absolutely.
And I believe that something has caught him.
I don't know if it's a friendly something or not, I say from stealth shadows.
Not friendly to him.
I get in with the guards and, like, start, like, phalanxing up.
And when I talk, by the way, because I just worked out that I can do this, because I can literally minor illusion anytime, infinitely, forever, because it costs me nothing.
Yeah.
If I'm stealth... And I'm talking, I'm ventriloquism me talking from somewhere else using minor illusion the whole time.
And I'm talking to the voice because...
Wait. Because I can't think of any reason why I can't do that.
Nope. So, I'm talking to the voice. Still standing by the tree.
Nassim is over there and you're talking that way.
Alright, all of you make perception checks.
I just did.
At disadvantage.
Perception.
All of you make perception at disadvantage.
Well, that's a 6. The 9 still sticks. So, 13.
Strong.
14.
Okay. Also 14.
Otherwise, it would have been a 26. Son of a bitch.
I can't get that.
Why disadvantage? I would feel like we're hyper aware now.
Probably because reasons.
There's reasons.
Okay. So...
None of you see anything.
I go over to the orc.
You see an arrow sticking out of the back of his head.
I inspect the arrow for craftsmanship.
You pull it out? Finely crafted. Very finely crafted.
Not Dwarven?
No. I feel like I should...
Perhaps somebody with pointy ears made this?
It's the knife ears.
As you're saying, probably someone with pointy ears, you hear a voice come out from the forest. Leave that be, please.